Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. That call-in number is 323-203-0815. And we are live on Thursdays. But Thursday's the only day you can get into the hot seat to talk to Dr. Pat Allen. So get those dialing fingers moving. I have a very special guest tonight. I have Sue Wagner, the CFO of the One Institute. Dr. Pat Allen, we are live on the air.
Welcome to everybody that's on the air with us.
Yeah, Sue Wagner, welcome to the show. What's going on?
I'm just here for my monthly or weekly update on what's going on. The One Institute offers ladies groups. Dr. Allen is starting to have some spots available if you want to call or email me to be on the wait list. And then Kelly and I also have ladies groups available. Call me at 949-723-0338 or send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. We offer these ladies groups. They're limited to sometimes 4 to 5 ladies. It's ongoing, so you get kind of work through all of your issues without a stop and go. And then Dr. Allen also is available for private life script appointments and also to read the hi-bye letters if you want that reviewed. All of those, if you want more information, you can reach me at 949-723-0338. Or my email at info@drpatallen.com. And even if you're just interested in reaching out and seeing what we have available, I'd be glad to help you in any way with any kind of books or referrals if needed. So with that, I'll let you guys get back to your call-ins.
Thank you, Sue. Awesome. Oh, yeah. And we have our newsletter, www.drallen.com, so you got to sign up for that.
We will be
sending out a newsletter, right, Sue?
Yeah. Yes, we will. We'll be sending out a newsletter probably around mid-August if you want to get updated on that.
Fantastic. Everybody, thank you, Sue Wagner. We're so glad you were here with us tonight. Thanks for sharing that information. We get a lot of questions on it through Facebook. So if you also don't forget to follow us on Facebook and you'll find out some more stuff. All right, Sue, until next time. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Sue. Bye. Sue Wagner, she is a whirlwind. We love her. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? You have to turn down your radio.
I did. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Brian?
How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm doing well. So I had my third date with the woman that I consider to be my number one, and it went very nice. I told her that I wanted to eat outside, and we did find a good place for that. Now, I suggested one place. She said no and suggested another place, and then ended up taking me, although usually I take that as a bad sign if the woman wants to pay for a date. I mean, I paid for the first two, but since she was actually suggesting this place, is that anything to be concerned about?
Not really, unless you want to be respected to the degree that you will not give her the right to initiate creative ideas. So are you wanting very heavy loads of respect?
I don't know about I want respect. I don't know about heavy loads. I want her to be able to bring ideas, especially if it's food, because that's really
I've got news for you. Then please cherish her by listening to her suggestions.
I did, and she brought it up in a very respectable way and essentially asked permission for it. And I said, okay. And I said, okay, you were going to that place.
That sounds like my tools. When people join my groups, they get a manual with communication tools, and that's what we work with. But she sounded like she either intuitively did it on her own, or she may got the idea from somebody that saw me.
That's certainly possible. I think it could be an intuitive thing from her culture. It might be partially from her cultural background. Maybe she has heard you. Maybe she hasn't. I don't know. I haven't brought that up, and I don't really want to bring it up to her because I'd rather not have her listen to me hash through it with you on the show like that. But then I asked, okay, and then at the end of the day, I still got a kiss on the cheek, and I'm still in the mode of, okay, maybe it takes her a little while to warm up. It is the third date, but then there was still plenty of touching. And I had said, well, how about next week? And she said, I don't think I'm going to be, that she was going to be busy with some stuff. But she did say, I will make time for you. So then this morning. Yesterday, I said, okay, let me make sure that she's not available this week. Because who knows, maybe the time making can happen this week. But she sent me I forget exactly the words she used, but it was a very respectful email that said, essentially, I'm not available, and asking me to bring it up another time, and we'll find a time to get together.
Okay, but you liked what she said it, the way she said it was respectful.
I thought it was.
You intuitively knew it was.
Yeah.
Men live on their intuition. Women live on their instinct. She knows you're a nice man, and she respects you for it.
Right. She says, as much as I want to go out this weekend, I have to decline, and that I petition for another day and time. So I think that was good. And then I said, yes,
that's
of course,
fine.
We could do it another. I said you could do it another time, and thank you so much. And that was essentially it. So it did come off as very respectful and nice. And yeah, she definitely, she definitely dresses up, and I made it clear she did that it's a date. So again, it does seem very. She does seem to have a lot of those Pat Allen, passive, patient, and vulnerable, but she's also able to say no and say, I'm not available. But
Beautiful.
Yeah.
When women respect the men they're dating, the men must cherish them in some way that makes it worth her while.
I don't want to put words in her mouth because I don't know exactly what she would say.
I'm talking about you. When she does something respectful, say thank you in some way. Will you do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I did. I said, yo, of course, yes, we didn't. I told her. I like the way that she responded to that.
Beautiful. That's what men that get respected cherish more.
No, I validated her. I told her, yes, of course we can. No, I told her I really like the way that she said it. I said, of course we can go out. And that she was worth waiting for. So, of course, she liked all of that.
Good. And I want every woman listening to this to read Getting to I Do by Me. because I teach women to act like ladies so they respect the men they're dating, and the men then will respect you by cherishing you. So please follow my directions. They work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely, because even with my ex, she was very clear on saying, you know, you're really good at in cherishing me. She actually came out and used that word that I don't think, you know, I heard you at all in the past. And I know it's helped me get in that mode of thinking better. And I haven't talked yet good. To the other woman. I almost got together with her tonight, but it didn't work out to get together tonight, but we might next week. We certainly still talk a lot, but the idea of confirming with her, hey, are you still comfortable with being, you know, friends a year later, even though we've had a lot of contact? And she has a lot of male friends, so I really doubt she's going to say no to that. But I'm certainly okay being friends with her, because I don't think compatibility – we really match, even though our communication is great. And there's a little
like
chemistry.
But everybody, if they're wanting to get mated or married, to date three people at least three times to see. And be sure you know if you want to be respected first, cherished second, or cherished first, and respected second. These are my tools that I use, and I'm having a great deal of success helping people get committed, get engaged, and ultimately get married if they want.
Yes, and something I always keep in mind, because the word narcissism is thrown around all the time, and I remember you used to say when you did the in-person event, that if you want both of those things equally, that you're a narcissist, and that being a narcissist is not necessarily a bad thing, but it can be problematic in a relationship, and that it makes me wonder if some people misidentify what narcissism is.
Narcissism is when you want respect and cherishing equally. There's a great book, and it's by Stephen Alexander Lowen, and it's called Narcissism. So if you want to read about something like this, there's a book.
Yeah, that's good. I just picked up Why Him and Why Her, so that's
next recommendation
of yours I'm checking out.
That's that wonderful psychiatrist lady. Her name is King, I believe.
No, Helen Fisher.
Oh, yeah, Helen Fisher. Good. Your intuition is working well.
Yeah. Well, I've got it. I've got it sitting right over there. And I had one other question. The fake
What's
beta
that?
Thing. As a guy, when I hear the fake beta thing, it almost makes me sound like, all right, a woman is not really going to be herself. And then once you've kind of connected, then she's going to be her real self. So it's almost like, you know, as a guy, it seems disingenuous.
Men do the same thing. Men want sex and they act as if they want marriage. But the truth of the matter is, marriage is a responsibility for men, and they tend to try to get women to be friends with perks, which means she's free sex, free loan of money, free food, free sleepovers. And that's what my book talks about, is not good for either one of them. So with that in mind, watch what you're doing. Do not have intercourse or think you're making love unless you have monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals that are the same, which is maybe marriage, and even it may be mating, where you don't legally get married, but you do what is good for both of you, and you both want it that way.
Yeah, the difference between, like, a, as you talk about, the convenient relationship and the covenant relationship.
And the codependent one. That's the one where he's her daddy, sugar daddy, and she's his mama, which are called cougars.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like too much fun anymore.
Okay. You sound like you're doing well and you're working your way into at least a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
I hope so. I think this woman definitely has some potential. I have another number two. I may contact again, but man, she's had I like her, but she's had a lot of overwhelm and anxiety and stuff going on with her parents, so she has not had a lot of availability. So I may check in with her again, and then there's somebody a little further away. But as I'm sure it's clear, I definitely have a clear number one that definitely has a lot of your positive things going on. So that's what
very good.
Yeah. So thank you so much for all the help over the years with that. It's excellent to be able to talk it out loud to you.
That's what I'm for.
Yes. Grateful for that. So, what was that other book about? That it was narcissism. Do you remember what the author was again? Let me. I want to.
Alexander Lowen. Alexander Lowen. Very powerful.
I see him. I see him now. Yes, there he is. Okay, great. I'll look up that stuff. Okay, thank you again,
thank
Dr.
You.
Pat.
You're welcome. Keep it up.
All right, appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye
for now.
Are you on the news list? We didn't tell
What's
them
that?
How. Are you on the news list? Newspaper.
No. What's the news list?
If you go to www.drpatallen.com, Brian, and scroll to the bottom of the page, you will find two things: the link to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll find chemistry and compatibility and communications, which is free to listen to now. For a while until Sue takes it down right now on www.drpatallen.com.
Okay, there. Thank you. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Good.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
I consider Goodbye. It so much of an honor to call for a man to call a women's program.
Hello.
You know that?
Yeah. Yes. Hi, good. Caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to speak to you. Yes.
I love it that you're willing to call. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a show.
Yeah, I finally have the courage. So can I explain the situation for a little bit? And then I have two questions, if that's okay with you.
Good.
Okay, so I met this man about 8 months ago.
Wait a minute. You met him? You spoke first? You were the man?
No, he was the man. I met him on a dating app.
You met him or he met you?
We met.
Honey, you didn't bash into each other's head. Who spoke first?
He did.
That means he was the man and you were the woman.
Correct.
So I want you to know that, and I want the ladies that are on this phone to know that when you flirt with a man, you look in his eyes and smile. And he looks back, But if he talks first, he's moving it to the talking level, and that's big.
Yes. Yes. He's very assertive and very direct.
Do you like that or do you not?
I love that.
You love it, but do you like it?
I like it. Yes, I prefer that.
So you want to be cherished by a man you respect?
Correct.
Have you read Getting to I Do yet?
Yes, I have, twice.
Did you like it?
Yes, a lot. It was
good.
Part of the beginning.
So what can I do to help you use it?
So I dated this man that I met for 6 weeks.
No, honey, that met me.
Yes, but he asked me to date him.
Good.
We went on 4 dates. And on the fourth date, we had a huge fight.
Over what? He
just didn't tell me until later that he had seen my dating profile again. And that he got really upset because he thought that I might be seeing other men.
Well, of course you're seeing other men until you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, but he said some mean things to me. And
had you
wait a minute.
Had you given him intercourse?
I was not listening to your radio, and I was
honey, did you let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina?
I did on the fourth date when we got into a fight.
I got news for you. Do you realize you married him on the animal level? When a woman has sex with a man, her body produces oxytocin, which is as good as sugar, like glue. And you know what? Sometimes it can take over up to 2 years to get over being bonded. So don't do that again.
I want, and I learned my lesson, and I fixed it. So
did you pay his disrespect easily?
I don't understand exactly.
Honey, when he can get sex from you, you're cheap. When you're cheap, he can't fall in love with you. Because men marry for one major reason. You know what it is? To keep you away from other men.
Correct.
No. Men pick with their eyes. They like what looks good sexually. Got it?
Yes. Yes.
It's either that or he wants a mommy. He sounded like he was so mad at you. He got into your body, and you acted like it didn't even matter.
I know, and I learned my lesson. I made a mistake, but so it didn't end there. Then after that fight, I didn't want to speak to him anymore. I blocked
him. Did you make an amends for giving him free sex?
Did you take
responsibility? I let you in my body, which is physical marriage. I'm so sorry. Please respect me instead of that.
I did. Because after that fight, I blocked him because I was very emotional and confused. And then
Did you unblock it?
Dr. Allen, he called me like 50 times, begging me.
I got news for you, kid. That's how important monogamy is to men. Mm. But they will do everything to get their dick into your mouth, anus, or vagina. How's that for two-faced?
So what happened is that he called me like 50 times and begged me to unblock him and give him another chance. He apologized.
Did you?
Yes, and I saw him again.
Did you give him sex again?
No, I told him that that I was looking to be in a committed relationship, long term, continuous, towards marriage, and that I would love to be engaged in the next 6 months. And he said he would be okay with that.
That's perfect. God bless him.
Yes.
Did you get your ring?
Not yet, because we just decided to be committed relationship as of Sunday.
All right.
Only five days ago.
Are you going to be lovers?
Yes.
Because you're committed. Have you introduced him to your mom and dad?
Not yet, but he said that it was part of the plan in the next couple of months.
Well, that's taking a long time. So do they not even know about him?
No, because we only dated for 6 weeks. We got into a fight. I blocked him. I didn't want to speak to him for 6 months. And I only reconnected with him again Sunday. So we technically been only dating for like a month and a half.
All right. So what is going to happen Sunday?
No, we met on Sunday and we decided to be committed and exclusive.
Are you going to be introduced as his girlfriend?
That's what he said. Yes.
Good. Excellent. Well, you're really digging it out of the hole, boy. That's good.
Yeah. He really tried. He was very persistent, and I want to do it right this time. So
good.
How do I behave? He's been calling me every day, and he's very sweet.
What's
and
wrong
tender.
With that?
It's not. So what? How do I behave in the next few weeks?
What if you like to do what?
How do I behave if I want to be feminine? How do I behave in the next few weeks and months?
Do you want to wait until you have your ring? It's a go steady ring. It's a promise ring.
I would prefer to, yes.
Well, then why don't you do what feels right for you? We're not talking about an engagement ring. We're talking about a go steady ring. You know how they do in college? They give football keys, not keys, but rings.
Okay. And it's okay. It's not too soon to talk to him about this since we only been together for.
No, the point is, are you going to make love to him or not?
He wants to. He really wants to.
Are you willing to give him free sex some more?
I would prefer to have a promise ring.
Then get a promise ring, because he's going to spy on you to see if you're dating other people, and you have a right to date them without that ring.
See, and this is something I wanted to ask. Sometimes he calls me late at night. And I think he's just, is he checking on me to make sure I'm at home?
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
How can he trust you when you gave away your body?
I already spoke to him about that. I told him that it was, that we should have waited, and I'm trying to make it right.
I want you to tell him, I'm sorry I gave you my body and cast a shadow over my virtue. you will have a hard time trusting me when I'm 5 minutes late from work.
Yeah.
Do you realize the price you pay for that?
I know. I made a huge mistake.
Well, don't do it again unless every man on the planet can see a ring on that finger. You know that finger?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So what else do you need to ask me?
Yeah. So also he's pretty well off. He has, he's very successful and he hasn't been generous with me. And he has told me that in the past.
Wait a minute. What is he supposed to be generous with you for?
Well, I mean,
you're not engaged to him.
No.
I want you to know the price tag for the promise ring is no engagement ring.
Okay.
So are you willing to wait until you've dated him enough to know you want to date him into an engagement?
Okay.
And that is usually around 6 months of dating. To get married in the year after the 6 months.
Okay.
When do you want to get married?
I would love to be engaged in the next 6 months and married in a year.
Then please act like it when he asks for free sex.
Okay. But it's not, but we already, I understand what you're explaining. We are in a committed relationship. We're not, we are exclusive, committed. It's still.
I know that.
Okay.
The only problem is that I want a ring on your finger so other men won't get you in trouble with him when he says, "Are you dating anybody else?" And that includes having lunch with them.
No, I'm not. I told him that. He knows that.
What is the reason you don't want to ask for a promise ring? Go steady ring. To make up for your free gift, sex. It isn't an engagement ring.
Yeah. Well, when he would call me for 6 months and I didn't want to speak to him because of the fight we had, I told him that, about 3 months ago, I told him I will communicate with you and spend time with you and get to know each other better, but I don't want to have sex and I just want to date you. I want you to date me. And I said, I also want to be in a committed relationship and I also want to get married. And he got mad and he said that I was expecting a lot and making demands.
I got news for you. You were asking for everything. I'm asking for an honorable dating ring to go on your finger so other men don't get you into trouble by asking you to have sex.
Okay. I understand. Yeah.
Men think that when they can get their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, that you know how serious that is for them, unless you're a prostitute and you fought over your $25 bill.
Yeah.
See,
I know.
What is the one thing prostitutes don't give men that hire them for sex? What is the one thing they don't give?
They don't kiss in the mouth.
That's right. You know why? Because kissing in the mouth is too intimate for a prostitute.
Yeah.
Unless she's you. Then they get it for free.
Yeah.
You're making up for a problem you created.
I know.
I want you to understand that most men today want a friendship with perks, sex. They literally think that if they get their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, you have given them your body to use for life. And I tell you, they will be furious if you're 5 minutes late from work.
Yeah, I understand. Now, do you think he actually does care for me and really loves me, or he is
he's going for a committed relationship. That's why I'm not saying engagement. You asked for marriage, engagement, friendship ring, just a few minutes from me. Do you understand?
Okay.
You asked for it. It's like you not only leased the car, you bought it at the same time.
Okay. Okay.
I just want the women that listen to this program to know I don't judge prostitutes or madams. It's a business. Sex work is business. But boy, do I blame you when you give it away. Because if they have any interest in you, they don't want you to give it away. And that's when you can muscle them. You can get pregnant, or you can say, you know, I want sex only after I'm engaged on a first date. So it's just a misuse of bargaining.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Did you get what you needed in this call?
Yes, I think it's very helpful, and it's a lot to. I mean, I understand the what you're teaching me and the concept, so I will decide based on that.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Well, that number to call is 323-203-0815 to dive in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen.
Hi, you reached Jennifer Thurman.
We don't want to talk to your voicemail. We want to talk to you. So if you called, you're in our queue. We'll be calling you back. So be looking for a number you may not recognize. It's probably us. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I am currently in a relationship that I'm trying to determine if I'm going to terminate it or not. I think that we've hit a compatibility issue. When we first met, he had
his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Yes, I'm in a committed relationship. It's monogamous, continuous, long-term.
You've got the committed relationship. Yes. What's your next want?
Well, I'm concerned about the longevity of the relationship because he's adopted a dog recently that is very aggressive with both people and other dogs. And I have two dogs of my own, and I'm not comfortable with them around this dog because, I mean, he's like terrible. It's dangerous.
Then so only I have him come over to, then only have him come to your house without his dogs to be with you.
And what about, how did that turn into a marriage?
Because the dog will die, or he will get like rid of the dog.
A year and a half. It's only a year and a half old. It's not
I
an
got
old
news
dog.
For you. Cars run over dogs when they're 2.5 years old.
Okay.
The point of what I'm saying is life happens. And
right.
What you're saying is you're in love with the man that has a killer dog.
Yes.
You
and
never
so
thought
it's, right
about
now
that.
It's...
You never thought
no,
about
I
the
thought...
free gift. Have you read my book?
Yes, I have.
And was that before or after you let his dick in your body?
Well, except for, I mean, I have everything that the book says you're supposed to have. He's committed. He's continuous. It's long term. We're aiming
but he
towards
has,
marriage.
He has a killer dog.
But yes, yes. Now he does. He when I
so
met him, he was fostering
the
dog.
Are you willing to say I'm willing to live? I'm willing to date you until the dog naturally dies. You willing to say that?
I don't
that?
Think so because I don't think so because it's going to possibly be 10 years.
What's wrong with that if he's worth it?
I don't know.
See,
it's very hard
what
for me
you
to
did,
feel
your body married him before you did.
Mm.
You physically married him. Your brain produced pituitary oxytocin, which glues you to him.
I feel like this situation's actually turned me off to the point that, like, I don't feel bonded to him anymore. Like, I don't want to have anything
feel,
to do with
wait
him
a
right now.
How can you
sexually.
Feel bonded when you just gave him a lay for no money?
But I have what you said you're supposed to get before you allow for intercourse to happen.
What do I insist?
Like I'm not, that they're supposed to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term. Like I have that
so
contract.
You did get that contract, so why aren't you happy
oh, yeah.
with him?
Because he's added a dog into the equation that like cannot live with my dog safely.
Did you want to be cherished by him?
I did.
But do you understand
and I
he
have,
didn't cherish you?
In what way?
You put his dick ahead of your heart.
But I thought once you had the commitment from them, it was okay to have a sexual relationship.
That's not a sexual relationship. That's an addictive trip. You're addicted to him.
There's I actually don't think I am. Like, I feel like I'm pretty turned off by him right now.
Then go to Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. Love
For
and
what
Sex
purpose?
Addicts Anonymous.
What would I You're go there for?
Because you're addicted to a man you don't like because of his dog.
I actually don't think I'm addicted to him. I'm contemplating just terminating the relationship. Unless
that happens
like a way
to be
to
what every drug addict has to go through. You screwed this yes. guy, bonded to him, didn't want him anymore. And now I'm telling you that the only way out of this is to admit what you did.
But I don't understand what I did when I had a commitment from him. I think that isn't that what you tell people to do? Get the commitment of monogamy, continuity, long term.
And you agreed to marry him because that's the longevity.
Yes. That's what we're aiming towards.
but you didn't get a ring.
No, I didn't get a ring, but honestly, I think he would still give me a ring. Like, I think he thinks that, you know, it's okay.
Well,
for, like,
guess what?
I don't know, dog fights or something.
You overgave to him. He got his Cadillac without a down payment.
He got too comfortable.
So why don't you say, I made a mistake, I gave you my body, and now I'm paying for it because I feel used.
Okay.
So are you willing to give me a ring, a promise ring, that within 6 months we will turn into an engagement or split?
So let me ask you, though, if I got engaged to this man, I mean, I can't put my dogs in harm's way. Like, what's happening with this vicious dog?
I got news for you. You're acting like you're going to get married. Do you want to terminate the relationship until the dog issue is handled?
I either want to terminate, or I want an agreement from him to try to do some kind of training, do something with this dog instead of just acting like it's not aggressive when it is.
Your dogs could be dead before they get that dog trained.
Yeah, well.
Would you kindly stop having sex with him until you're comfortable with the dogs?
Yes. So I don't want to have sex with them at all right now. I'm so turned off. So
That's what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
all. I want to tell you I made a mistake when I gave you free sex. I really am not comfortable with your dogs. They're too mean to my dogs, and that causes me to lose respect for you. So I'm willing to date you as long as you know I'm not going to have sex with you until you put a promise ring on my finger and help me feel better about dogs.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay.
But admit you made the mistake.
Right. Right. Can
okay.
I say something, like, if I'm not worried about the engagement ring right now, can I say that I don't want to continue to have a sexual relationship until the issue with the dog is resolved?
That's what we're saying.
Okay, but I guess what I'm asking is, do I have to say the thing, like, do I have to ask for the ring? Or can I just say I just want to date non-sexually until I'm more comfortable with the dog?
You have got the commitment. What you don't have is good feelings about those dogs. They're killing
dogs.
No,
I have very bad feelings. Yeah.
Got it?
I do.
So do you know what you're going to do?
Okay. Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I'm going to say that I'm not going to date sexually anymore until I
First
feel better about
say,
this dog.
I apologize for giving you free sex when I didn't know about the dogs.
Okay.
So I want to go back to no sex, dating, and if you put a ring on my finger, I'll consider not mixing our dogs, but making love with you.
Okay.
But he's got to understand that until you're free of his dogs, around your dogs, there's not going to be sex.
Okay.
But you can date him.
Okay. Yeah. Non-sexually.
Yeah. Well, affectionately.
Yep. Sure.
Okay?
Okay. I can do that.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. Bye. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to dive into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen and get your questions answered. Okay, I'm going to check in with Sam at the switchboard, but until then, I want to remind everybody that the Wundt Institute is a 501c3 not-for-profit educational corporation, and your your donation is tax-deductible 100%. Reach out to info@drpatallen.com to find out how to do that.
Please leave your name.
Oh, callers, we're getting your voicemail and we want to talk to you. Let's try again. If you get in our queue, you're going to want to watch for a number that you don't recognize because we'll be calling you back so you can get in the hot seat and talk to Dr. Pat Allen. Okay, Dr. Allen. Checking in with Sam at our switchboard, seeing what's going on, seeing if we get some more calls coming in. And otherwise, we'll go to our Facebook page.
All right.
And we'll see what's shaking over there. Okay.
Good.
So 323-203-0815 is the number to call. And let's see what our Facebook people have to say. Dr. Pat Allen, I need those paragraphs for a... Nope, we lost them. Okay, I need those paragraphs for the high by letter to my sister. Is it different than the other high by letter between a man and a woman?
Of course, because they're different people.
Can you give her the formula?
I'll give you the formula.
Perfect.
In a high by letter, it's to make an amends or to say goodbye or to beg to come back. The hi-bye letter is for times of difficulty in a relationship where you want to tell the good and the negative truth. So the first sentence in a hi-bye letter is, I'm writing this letter to share my thoughts and feelings with you about our...
And we've lost Dr. Allen, but hopefully we'll be getting her back very shortly. Until then, reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email to get yourself in line for one of our groups. If you do that, you'll get put
on
the
list. I finally got it on, so that's good. Anyway, the first
someone call you again, Dr. Allen?
Nobody called me. It's just I couldn't answer the phone. It wouldn't answer me.
You called me.
You called me. The phone call was from you calling me to talk to me.
No, love. I didn't call you. I've been on the radio this whole time. Go ahead with our hi-bye letter.
Okay. The first line in the letter is, I'm writing this letter about my thoughts and feelings about our relationship. The first paragraph, are you listening to me?
I am.
Oh, good. The first paragraph is everything you like about your relationship with this person, whoever it is, relative or not. The next paragraph is the pain of separation or the pain of being dumped or the pain of admitting that you made a mistake when you dumped them. So it's pain in the second paragraph. The third paragraph is, I don't want this anymore. I want us to make up, or I want us to be back to whatever you want. The fourth paragraph is, excuse me, I made the mistake. The third paragraph is what you don't want. I don't want to lose you. The fourth paragraph is, I want us to work on our relationship if you're willing. And then the fifth paragraph is, thank you so much for reading this letter and considering negotiating a relationship again with me. Got that?
Fantastic. Hey, Dr. Allen, we have a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Pat Allen. I have a question.
Hi there. What is
it? Okay, Mike. When you go on a date, I had a situation with somebody I really like. A first date I had this weekend. We're going to have a second date. What happened was I got up after like 2 hours. I thought it was the end of the date. Because usually I kind of end the date first. I don't know if that's the right thing to do.
What so I get doing? Up. End the relation.
The date first.
How do you do that? I don't know what that is.
Well, I get up slowly. Oh, I get my keys out. I guess it's body language. Like, I got to go or whatever. And then
say I'm going home.
I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said. There was some chatter back and forth.
What reason are you conning him with manipulation? Are you afraid of him?
No, I just a first date. I ended it. I didn't want to go on too long. It might be too boring or too much. And so fast forward, I get up and he's not leaving with me. I'm like, what's going on? So we hit it off. So I just like,
why would he leave with you when he's home?
What do you mean he's home? We were sitting in a coffee shop.
I said, it wasn't his home. You were
no,
in a coffee
it was
shop.
A date. Date. It was a date,
was
a first
a
date.
Be sure a man knows when you have to be home.
Okay. Because I get up and I'm walking out. I'm like, how come he's not walking me to the car? He was just sitting there. And I thought
I got
he was
news
an
for you. Because you're dumping him.
Wow. Okay, so then I thought, why isn't he walking me to the car? And then he called
because
the
he
night.
Doesn't know why you're leaving.
Well, I kind of told him in a roundabout way.
Told him. Would you please tell him when you want to be home?
All right.
What's wrong with telling him?
Well, anyway, he did call. He thought I just like...
I got news for you. Do you know what you want? You want him to be a mind reader.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But
men
he did call.
Wait a minute. The fact that he called a woman that was rude to him and didn't give him information means he's kind of a fuzzy guy.
Well, he called, I called him back, and we both said, I thought he was being rude, and he thought I just walked out. I said, no. I thought it was the end of the date. I didn't understand why you didn't walk
darling,
with me out.
Darling, who ended the date, him or you?
I did.
Who started the date?
He did.
Then why didn't why didn't you tell him the end of the date?
I thought I did. Maybe I did, and
you
I don't
did
know.
Not. You got up and you left. Please do not stay on a date over your time, because he does not want to say, I need to go home.
Right. So tell him straight out, like.
Straight out. By the way, I had a date before this radio show, okay? A lunch date. And the gentleman, my husband died in 08. The gentleman was late because he had a dentist appointment or something or other. And he said, I've got to break our date. And I said, okay. And I got off the phone. And then he called back and he said, I can see you. He undid the, in other words, he jerked the date back and forth naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I did was say, I have to be home by 3 o'clock for the radio show.
Okay.
What?
Got it. No, I get it. I get it.
So if I have to do it, I want you to do it.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to do
right.
that, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Good, 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 good girl. Good girl.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, Dr. Allen. Here's the question. Are you ready?
What?
I love dancing, and I like to go out and do partner dancing. I'm now in a committed relationship with a man. Should I ask him for permission to go dancing since I would be dancing with other men, or should I just go on my own without telling him?
Right. If you have a commitment to monogamy, you've got to get his permission.
There you go. I love it. Hey, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hey, Dr. Pat, this is Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, I think.
Good, good. You always sound great. I wanted to check in with you because I got a really good question. So I'm
good.
A recovering.
Give me a question.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm a recovering alcoholic with about 18 years sober.
How long? How long?
18 plus years.
18 years?
Yes.
I'm 51.
That's amazing.
You're
I got
not
a long
kidding.
Way to go.
No, you only got today.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So what's
so
your
my
question?
So my question is, I met a young lady about 6 years ago at an Al-Anon meeting.
Under 18? Are you a jailbird?
No. She's like, I'm 51 years young. She's 42. And we
I
met
was
at an
just
Al-Anon
kidding
meeting.
Because there are people that go after young people that are going to jail because of it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
that's
when people
not me.
Say, okay, that's why I asked you, under 18, it's
no,
just
no,
a way for me to talk about the law.
I get it.
So you met
so,
a lady that's
so
legal?
She's legal, yes.
So
she's
what's
been
the
married,
problem?
Divorced. Well, we,
are you
we
divorced?
Reconnected about, yes, divorced.
Wait a minute, are you I legally have, divorced?
Yes.
Good. What's the next piece of the question?
Well, I have asked her out in the past, and we reconnected about 3 weeks ago, and she invited me down during 4th of July. I hung out with her and some friends, And then I kept asking
her out.
Have
you had sex with her?
No, that's what I like about her. She's a real virtuous woman. Yes.
Virtuous. Do you realize that men need a virtuous woman or they die early?
Well, that's why I was calling you, because
Do you want to know what they die of?
Heart attack.
Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack based on being betrayed by an unfaithful woman that a man chose to let himself fall in love with.
Mm.
We are built to be polygamous more than you are.
Well, I know that she's not. Yeah, that's why I really am more interested in her. And I heard a caller a couple of weeks ago say, and you told him to say, hey, I really wish you were willing to go for a walk. And I used that, and she ended up going with me. And we went actually for a nice run, and I really enjoy her company, but she told me straight out about 4 weeks ago that she would like to date, but she doesn't want to date someone in recovery because she's got her own trauma and things that have happened in her past.
So she doesn't want to be committed?
She didn't say that, but I think she just doesn't want to date someone in recovery. But then we went out one time. I said, well, let's just be friends and we go from there.
Why not? Because that's what grows into a love affair.
Right.
You gotta be friends.
So every time I ask her on a date, her schedule doesn't work. Is it just because she has no chemistry for me?
No, because she wouldn't go on the date. She won't let your penis in her mouth, anus, or vagina. So ask her, are you afraid of falling in love with me?
Oh, that's a good one. Just like that?
Yeah, just like that. Because I hear her acting like she's in a position to have a committed monogamous relationship, but being afraid to talk about it. I suspicion she was molested when she was little.
Oh, wow. That could be true.
So why don't you give her space to be safe?
Well, how do I do that? Just not contact her?
No. Date her until you want to be in a commitment. And if you want to make it serious, get a nice little ring at Costco's, a promise ring, and ask her to wear it as your girlfriend and introduce her to your family and friends.
Okay, but do I need to call her and ask her, are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of calling?
No, you go on a date. When she acts afraid of you by leaving early or whatever she does, what does she do?
Well, she doesn't do much. She avoids going on a date. First of all, but the other day we spent some time together. We really had fun.
So the other date, she extended herself. That's the beginning of dating.
Oh, so I should ask her again. I shouldn't wait.
You're supposed to be asking her again, and you're supposed to thank her for going out with you.
Perfect.
And don't touch her without permission.
No, I thought of that. I, you know, she gave me a hug goodbye, and I thought, you know what?
That's wonderful.
I was going to ask her. Yeah, I was.
Thank her for that hug. What?
No, I said it was wonderful. What? It was wonderful.
Well, then thank her for every sign of affection she gives you.
Perfect.
Good.
I appreciate you, Dr. Pat.
I appreciate you, sir. If it weren't for people like you, I wouldn't get to teach what I've learned.
And
have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have. I finished it. I did the test. And now I'm reading The Spiritual Teachings of Marcus Aurelius. I'm halfway
through. Yay!
Yes.
Good.
I'm actually excited of this new journey, and I'm going to hang up and call her right now and thank her for
my hug and meeting me. You're a nice
man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you, caller. 323-203-0815 is the number to dial to hop into the hot seat with Dr. Allen. And we're going to go back to our Facebook page because I saw a bunch of questions that came in. I'm going to try to look at them and see what they are asking us. We love our Facebook followers. And don't forget, listeners, reach out via Facebook and join us on Dr. Allen's page. You'll get all kinds of cool updates and things like that, things that you may not see anywhere else. So check it out. Okay, here's what it says. Whew, Dr. Allen, my husband of 39 and a half years no longer communicates with me. He spends most of his time in his home office or in the garage. And when I try to have a conversation with him, even casual over breakfast, he just grunts and walks out. I want to also mention that he's recently retired, and it seems to have taken some sort of odd toll on him. How can I use your tools to communicate with him and get him to open up to me? Or is it just lost?
Write him a hi bye letter. You're getting into trouble. Doctor. They're married, right, Kelly?
They are married 39 and a half years.
I want her to write him a letter, and I want her to listen to this podcast because the directions are on here. Do you want me to put them on again, Kelly?
Yeah, definitely. And she's also asking about which tool would she use to talk with him when she makes an appointment. She realizes
because it's 39 years, and if she brings up something emotionally sensitive, he's going to be flying to a law firm and getting ready for a divorce. So I would rather a loving hi bye letter first. Unless she doesn't care whether he divorces her.
Oh, she cares very much. She says she would love for you to give her the directions again. She knows you said them earlier, her pen and paper.
I will. What?
She's got her pen and paper. She's listening now.
Okay. Here's the first line. Dear honey, George, whatever his name is, I'm writing this letter to share with you my thoughts and feelings about our 39-year-old marriage. That's line number one. Then we go into paragraph one. Everything you like about him from the day you met him. what you like about him physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, what you like. The second paragraph is the pain of his neglecting, of him not acting like he's married, the pain. The third paragraph is, I don't want this pain anymore. And the fourth paragraph is, I want you and I to write letters or to talk to each other about what I'm saying here in this letter. Please write me whether you want me or you don't. But something. The fifth paragraph is, thank you so much for reading this letter and hopefully writing a response to it so that we can start going on 40 and 50 years of loving marriage. Got it?
She's got it, Dr. Allen, and she's loving every minute of it. I have to tell you, we're getting a lot of people reaching out on Facebook Live now, and they're talking about your days at the Odyssey Theater and how much they love you and miss you. And Dr. Allen, we've kind of been keeping track of how many of our ladies get engaged, get promised, and
we
get
are up
married.
We are up to 18 women.
Guess what?
They're so successful. What?
We're up to 19 now.
Yay.
And our beautiful Lisa just got married in Italy. So exciting, Dr. Allen. So exciting.
I love it.
And
that's
and so
wonderful.
Now they said, that is the message I just got. I followed Dr. Allen's rules and her work, and I am now engaged, and I'm going to be married 8 months. Happiness. I love it, Dr. Allen. I love it. Let me see
Great.
What we have here. Dr. Allen, could you please explain, don't should.
What?
Don't should on me.
Oh, don't should on me. That's on my card.
Yeah, they want you to explain that concept, Dr. Allen.
Okay. Is it a woman's card or a man's card?
It's a woman.
Okay. Well, when you form an intimate relationship with anybody, sister, brother, husband, father, whatever, you either want to be respected most and cherished second, or cherished most and respected second. You've got to either be the pilot of the plane you're on or a co-pilot. So most women want to be cherished, and most men want to be respected. So when you meet somebody, you've got to know if you want them to respect you or cherish you. And that's why you read my book, to find out why. But if you want to see what the words are, go to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication, which you can see for free, or please get the book that I wrote, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, and that will tell you how to communicate with the words and the tools as an individual, as a couple, and as a family. So I'm willing to teach you on this radio show if you get on here. But otherwise, you can read my books and you can listen to my chemistry, compatibility, and communication. I am educating. I'm a transactional analyst. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character, masculine or feminine. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny at the job you do, at the doctor's office for health, and in every relationship that carries any love. Because that's what I do for a loving.
Beautiful. Okay, Dr. Allen, we have one of your longtime listener, longtime follower, would love you to lay down the archetypes in relationships and how they interact.
Well, for example, if a woman wants to be cherished, don't tell him what you want. Make an appointment with him to share your feelings and ask him if he's willing to listen and when would be it convenient to listen, and he has a right to say yes or no, but you would feel really cherished if he helped you feel good. Women must respect their men. That includes fathers, brothers, sons, husbands. Men need to be respected using these letters in order to feel good about cherishing you. Otherwise, they're just your little teeny bopper kids, and they don't tend to cherish women that disrespect them as if they're little boys.
So
that would be
Peter Pan to Wendy.
Yes, that's Peter Pan to Wendy.
And now she's saying, what about the claw woman, the gold digger, the monk? Can you tell me about those?
Well, if a woman is a gold digger, men are afraid of gold diggers because they usually have gone through one bad divorce and now they're up to another one. So a girl who wants a rich man that she doesn't love but wants to use for money, that's a girl that's a coal digger. Then if she's a girl that wants to be cherished by a man who wants to be respected, she will always ask him what he thinks and wants and what she can do to help him do it. There's a negotiation going on. So relationships are either a monk and a nun that don't like each other sexually, but they're lonely and they have a relationship, but it's usually not sexual. It's just like friends with perks. Or you have one in which the woman is she takes care of her men and she expects them to give her money, And that's Wendy with Peter Pan. Then there's the sugar daddy with the gold digger. And then there's the man with the woman. And that's a man who gives, protects, and cherishes. A woman who receives, is available to receive, and respects her man for being giving, protecting, and cherishing. And my books all teach this.
Yes, they do. Speaking of that, if you're looking for Dr. Allen's books, you should head on over to www.iwantstore.com. You can find all kinds of magical things over there, authored by Dr. Allen, recorded by Dr. Allen, and etc. So I suggest, highly suggest, you move your butt over there and find out what we've got up on oneeyestore.com. Here's the next question, Dr. Allen. I have an 11-year-old daughter. Her father was a casualty of the war in Afghanistan when she was six. In the last 8 months, she has become difficult and sullen and angry. She's angry that she's lost her father, and there are no real male figures in her life. I'm still grieving my loss.
Go to EMDR. Get the book, Getting Past Your Past, by Shapiro. Read that book about old wounds. And if you want, I'll give you the international number to know where meetings are with EMDR people, therapists.
Yeah, do and that, Dr. Allen.
I'm doing it right now. I'm getting the paper out right now.
She says she's in Corpus Christi.
Okay, here is the address. It's the E as in egg, M, Mary, D as in dog, R as in rabbit, International Association. And the telephone free zone is 512-453-5200. That's 512-451-2000, and they will give you names and addresses of men or women that are therapists in your area. But if you want to read what EMDR is, read Getting Past Your Past by Dr. Shapiro. Okay.
Yes. Yes, good. Dr. Allen. She says thank you very much. She's worried about her daughter and herself. So she thinks that they will.
Look, one of my students, Robert Storr, is a director for the Los Angeles Division for EMDR for wounded soldiers from the war. And yes, he's lecturing all over the country, including on our radio show.
Yes, he does. He's brilliant. Suicide prevention.
Yep.
Robert's amazing. Amazing.
I'll call him.
Yeah, I hope that we can have him on. Yeah, have him on the show very soon. Okay, we've got another one, another kid question. I have a six-year-old son. I am a newly single mother. My husband left me and my son, and he is six. He feels as though now he is the man of the family, and I want you to know something.
I want you to know and her to know that when a father drops out of the lead role of father and husband, the eldest son will take over the job. It's just what happens.
Yes. She wants to know, because he is so young, can she speak to him using your tools with respect?
Yes.
Even though he's only six.
She's got and to, she's out. I have. I want you to know that boys starting at 11 need to be respected in their languaging. And I'm telling you, if a dad has left his seat in the family, the son will naturally want to help his mother survive. So let him help you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yes, that's awesome, Dr. Allen. She's very excited because she thought she wanted to do that. And now she's definitely going to. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. My question is so my husband and I have been married for 45 years. And we are on the verge of splitting up. And
what for? What for?
Because he's not understanding what I need as a woman and the love I need.
Then would you please write him a hi-bye letter?
I've tried everything, and he
didn't. You didn't do a hi-bye. And the hi-bye letter's fifth paragraph is, thank you for reading my letter and considering talking about it, because I cannot be in a relationship that does not help me stay alive.
That's exactly. I gave him a letter last night in regards to me being molested from the age of 9 to 19, and what
and
happened?
Do you know what that does? Do you know what that does to your brain?
It's definitely not good.
It stimulates the nerves to your brain that teaches you to hate men. Do you hate your husband?
No, I've loved him very much. I just wanted him to love me the same way.
What do you want him to do?
I just want him to give to me what I've never received and make me feel like I matter.
But has he ever given to you?
No.
Then where would he learn it?
I don't know.
Did you take down my EMDR number?
No, I didn't.
What city are you in?
Santa Cruz, California.
EMDR has cities and therapists in all the cities. because it's a very powerful form of feeling therapy. I'm not an EMDR therapist. I'm a cognitive behavioral negotiator. So here's the number in Austin, Texas, and they will give you the numbers and names of people in your city that you and your husband can go to.
Okay.
Here's the phone number. Do you want the address too?
No, the phone number will be good.
Toll I'm free. 512.
Okay.
4451.
Thank you.
5200.
Thank you.
Do you want an email?
No, I'll just call that number and see what I can do, because I need to stop.
Please. Your husband, how old is he now?
70, almost 75, and I'm 73. And it wasn't until 5 years ago that I found out that my mother knew what my dad did to me, and I've been in a really bad place. And so he's
darling,
really mad at me.
I want you to know that whether your husband goes with you or not, go talk to this form of therapy and read the book, Getting Past Your Past.
Okay.
Take care of yourself, whether he does or not.
Yeah, I'm in a place right now that I don't think I belong here anymore. Because I've never fit in. So I got to figure this out.
I've got news for you. I'm giving you the legal, the ethical, the morals, the spiritual. I'm telling you exactly what to do. So do it.
Okay. I will do it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You have a great evening, darling.
Good luck.
Appreciate your help.
Good luck.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Thank you, caller. Hang in there. Reach out to EMDR. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. I think we've got another call coming in. Let me see that before we go back to our other questions.
And our phone is not broken down.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hello?
Can you speak louder, client? Can you speak louder, caller?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
What can I do to help you?
Okay. So last week you told me that to make an amends with my ex-boyfriend because I mothered him and I asked him what time I should come over. And so I reached out to him and I said that I wanted to apologize for mothering him and disrespecting him. And he said that he would call me later to talk about it. And so I was waiting. I waited a few hours and I said that I'd be comfortable. I'm available to talk if it was convenient for him. And then he didn't respond for like a few hours. And so I said I was uncomfortable and I left him again. But he keeps on doing this. I think he's emotionally unavailable.
He was emotionally unavailable?
Yeah, because every time I try to communicate with him, he says he'll call me or he'll talk to me. And then he goes like hours without calling me.
And he's your husband?
No, he's an ex-boyfriend.
What do we care what he does?
because I want him back. He pays a lot of he pays for a lot of my stuff.
Then write him a hi-bye letter.
Okay. What's the? Can you tell me the prompt for it?
It's a letter that's. I'll tell you what it is. Do you have a paper and a pencil?
Yeah. It's the. I know it's the letter before you say that you're gonna go find somebody else and thank you for the lesson, right?
Well, what I'm saying is it tells him what you feel and what you want and what you don't want. And if he doesn't do it, you'll go to a lawyer and divorce him.
Okay.
Even if you're not married to him.
No, he's an ex-boyfriend.
He's your ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay. Line number one, I want to write you this letter to share my thoughts and feelings about us.
Okay.
Then the first paragraph is everything you used to like about him. Did you like anything about him?
Yeah, that he bought me a lot of things and he provided for me and took care of me financially.
All right. Okay, so he got you... with money.
Yeah.
And you want cherishing.
I want money and cherishing.
That might not be in his cake. He may not be able to do that. But we're going to try. The next paragraph is the pain of not having him.
Okay.
The next paragraph is... I don't want to lose you totally.
Okay.
The fourth paragraph is I want you to come back and go to therapy with me. You've heard me giving out EMDR?
Yeah. You're giving out EMDR?
Oh, do you want another? You want another? What city are you in?
I'm in LA. I'm actually at a rehab program now where they do have it here, but I didn't know that you were giving it out.
Well, it's in LA and it's everywhere.
Okay.
Call up the shrink hotline or whatever. Or do you want the phone number and the rest of the letter?
Yes.
The phone number in Austin, Texas is... I got to get my magnifying glass. 512-451-5200.
Okay.
EMDR International Association. Now let's go back to the... So the fourth paragraph is, I want you to consider going to therapy and EMDR.
Okay.
And healing our relationship.
Okay.
The last paragraph is what?
I think he needs therapy too. I think he grew up in a really painful childhood.
I got news for you. If he wants you bad enough, he'll go there.
Okay.
If he doesn't want you, God can't get him to do it.
Okay.
Then you go to healing places where they work on. I recommend Al-Anon. That's when you're married or relating to a nut. And the last paragraph is, I know it. The last paragraph is, thank you for reading my letter and maybe considering working on our relationship.
Okay.
Now, I've given you all of that.
Okay.
Will you use... What's your question?
Yes, I will definitely use it on him. Thank you. And this guy in my class that I was attracted to, he took me to get breakfast, and he tried to kiss me 3 times. And I didn't feel comfortable kissing him in that moment. And so I just kind of passively
said thank you, kind of. Oh, I forgot to say thank you. But I just kind of pushed him away, but I was nice about it. And then the next day...
Why did you do that?
Because I was uncomfortable kissing him around everybody.
What for?
Because I didn't feel comfortable doing it.
Why did you let people... What did it... Are you married to your husband or not?
No, he's not my husband. He's an ex-boyfriend.
Then why can't we have a man who likes you treat you nice?
I did, and I thanked him for buying me breakfast and everything. I just wasn't comfortable kissing him around other people, like in that setting. We're in a program.
I never said you had to kiss him, but you could talk to him.
I did. Or sit next to him. I did, and he was trying to kiss me like 3 times, and I just kind of like just nicely like pushed him away. But I was nice.
Why don't you just say thank you?
Okay. But now he won't even talk to me or look at me.
Because you've rejected him.
Oh, fuck. What do I, how do,
well,
do I
why
say
don't
sorry,
you go
or?
And say, I didn't mean to drive you away?
Okay.
Make an amends.
So I want to make an amends.
I was embarrassed by my rejecting you.
Okay.
I didn't treat you friendly.
Okay.
Make an amends.
Okay. So how do I need to make an appointment?
You don't need to make an appointment. All you do is go up and give them a note that says, sorry, I was rude to you.
Okay.
I'm willing to be friends.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And then I have one more quick question. Can I ask it?
What?
So there's another guy that I like, and he asked me to go
flirt
to the beach.
Flirt with all of them.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And but I can't, I'm in a rehab program where I can't go with him alone unless I have another girl come with me. But I think she likes him too, and I don't want her to come. So
then
should
get another girl.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Because that's my gut. That's my gut feeling, so I should go with it, right?
That's your what?
My gut feeling, so I should go with it.
Your gut feelings are to make everybody in the room happy except you.
Yeah.
Why don't you like you? There's a great book. It's called You Were Not Born to Suffer. By a guy named Blake. It's a great book because it asks questions that help you love yourself better.
Okay. Right.
You were not born to suffer.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Call again. Call again.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Allen, we are out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Exactly. Hey, everyone, remember www.drpatallen.com is where you sign up for the newsletter. And where you can listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. WantEyeStore.com is where you go to get our books, our videos, our DVDs, and various other items.
Our newspaper.
And our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook. And until we're back with you next week, be safe. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.